Talk. Right now it is time for Food for Mood with Dr. Judy Werpin. Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com, also author of Simon Loses His Tummy, and also Before Her Voice Was Still. Ladies and gentlemen, here she is, Dr. Werpin.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. About your blog posting, anti-stress supplements, how do you know if they work? You know, continuing the theme of what people do and how they do it, there are some pretty incredible, not credible, products and recommendations. But if you get someone smiling and saying, hey, this really worked for me, it seems that it's easy enough to, move a few boxes, let's just say.
In fact, thank you for talking about flagpoles, hurricanes, and supplements, because I'm not saying the same people who lash themselves at flagpoles in 150-mile-hour wind will go on the Internet and buy something that is the 21st-century equivalent of snake oil. But certainly there are enough people who believe in the advertisements for these companies to continue spending the money, you know, advertising their supplements and selling them and making a profit. Otherwise, you know, why would they exist? They're not charitable organizations. And it's true that some supplements are important. You know, if you're iron deficiency, you should take iron. And if you need calcium because your bones are weak, you should be taking calcium. But I'm talking now about a proliferation of supplements generated probably by the stress of COVID-19 added to the rest of our stresses that we've inherited from prior to the virus. And the supplements will promise anything you ask for, be it peace of mind, weight loss, focus on your exercise, better memory, better sleep. You know, they never say anything about your sex life, but, you know, maybe that's something on another page I didn't get to. And they seem compelling in their claims. And, of course, we have really inherited, ever since probably man has been on this earth, the tradition of looking to something in nature, you know, be it an herb or a twig or a spice or what have you, that is going to make us feel better when we can't make us feel better ourselves. But the problem is, how do you know? And I just for sort of a case in point, you know, to see whether I could tell whether a supplement that I was not aware of really was working, I happened to look into the claims made by a supplement. I never heard of it, but other people obviously have because it's advertised all over the Internet. It's called Zembrin, Z-E-M-B-R-I-N. And it's a plant extract from a plant found someplace in South America, I'm not sure where, that, you know, according to the marketing/hype, it's been around for, you know, 300 years, 3,000 years, whatever, and it's been used to increase hunger, decrease hunger, improve sleep, decrease sleep, whatever. But nowadays, it's being used in order to reduce the stress of COVID-19. And according to the manufacturer, there's a company in South Africa that's manufacturing it, but there are many other companies that also are selling it. It is supposed to give you a feeling of serenity, make your mood calmer, allow you to focus, improve your cognitive abilities, which may indeed decrease the potential that you might get something like Alzheimer's disease, make you motivated to lose weight, and even make you more interested and focused on doing exercise so that you will feel better and also lose weight. And I thought, okay, so where's the proof? So I went on if you want to buy the supplement, you're not going to go through all this, but I had the time and I wasn't going to buy the supplement. Okay, so I went on the Internet, and indeed there was a study, and maybe there were others, but I looked at this study in which, you know, the enormous number of 21 people, young people, were put into a laboratory situation in which they were exposed to some kind of psychological situation that had caused them to be fearful and anxious. And they were given either this supplement or they were given a placebo unknown to them. And the people who were given the supplement felt calmer. Good. Wonderful. Then I thought, maybe it does work. So I go into the website, and you have to scroll down through, you know, endless pictures and text of their marketing claims, and finally you get to a little section saying research, and you can click on something that gives you a paper that's published in one of their journals, not necessarily an established journal with credible scientists. Anyway, and And this is a paper that's supposed to make you believe that it's going to help with your memory problems. And 21 middle-aged people for 3 weeks were given one dose of this supplement, and then their ability to perform certain cognitive tests was measured, and so was the self-reported mood and sleep habits. And lo and behold, they got better. They were improved on their cognitive ability, and they had better mood and better sleep. So if you believe that 21 people who were not suffering from any kind of memory loss did better on the cognitive tests, you know, maybe this supplement really works.
But maybe they don't exist. It's just easy. That's you know, there is so much, the ability to scam, distort, and fake at this point is so long, long ago in a galaxy far, far away. You needed to have an eye and a really good sense of your inner, I don't know what, to tell a good forged painting or sculpture from the original.
Good point.
And, you know, it was something that you learned to look for little things, and it was a field. Now, fast forward, you can fake anything. You can fake video, you can fake speech, you can fake phone calls, you can just, and so you've got at least a generation and a half who doesn't even know what the... I don't know how you do a side. No, I'd still like to do side by side taste tests. I don't know if you remember, you know, Coke and Pepsi or butter and margarine, because those always grabbed me watching them, because I couldn't imagine not being able to tell the difference. And anytime
between butter and margarine, of course.
Anytime I forced my mother or someone in my family to participate, it's like no, we have to try. It imbued in me a healthy skepticism, let's just say, of as seen on TV.
But Jill, the problem is, I'm not, you know, everyone's stressed, but I don't have a particular need right now to find something that's going to help me feel better this second. But if you do feel this urgency to feel better right away, are you going to go to your computer? You're sitting in front of the internet, and you can click and buy that supplement immediately. You're going to take, you know, an hour or 2 hours.
No.
Papers you may not understand, and then say, well, it maybe worked, so what? You know, that is why people are buying it. And, you know, again, placebo is an incredibly effective.
And powerful.
Sure, right?
Yeah, absolutely. But that's another side of an argument, which is, all right, if you think that eating a handful of drinking some dandelion tea
exactly.
is going to make you feel better, there isn't a reason
then
in the
will.
World.
Then you will.
That you should.
That's
and that's the other side of it. So it's the line between, you know, allowing yourself to be persuaded and allowing yourself to be scammed. And it all comes back in my weird worldview. In other words, I'm adding this. It goes back to the individual. It's on you to do that. And
okay.
I think that we
don't
have.
But there's one caveat, Jill, and that is that these supplements may have side effects.
Yeah.
We're not talking about having chamomile tea and saying, okay, it's going to make you go to sleep at night. Who knows? If you're taking other medications, who knows what this unknown extract may be doing to interfere with other medications you're taking, may interfere with some underlying problem you have. There's no information about that at all. So it's a risk also. Maybe you think you're getting a benefit, placebo or otherwise, but there's also a risk associated with it, and they don't talk about that at all. As you've talked about, you know, the advertisements on television for drugs, at least in a mumble, will talk about the side effects, but there are no side effects when you go into that advertisement on the internet.
Of course.
And that is something that is very worrisome. That's what should cause you stress.
All right. Yes, you're right.
Okay. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Dr. Judy Wortman, Food for Mood.
And, of course, you can hear Judy here right before This Week in the Lakeville Journal on Thursday mornings. Also, on demand, robinhoodradio.com. On demand, Food for Mood with Judy Wortman.